Tress4Radio.com.
Tress Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tress Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TressRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Well, good evening, and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapston, joined with me, my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. And Vicki, how are you down in Texas?
Hey, Becky, we are doing great here in Texas. Our weather is a whole lot nicer than what you all are having up north. I apologize, but I don't feel that bad.
Well, you know, we're still in a winter freeze, and gosh, we're only a month into winter, but I guess that's just how the cookie crumbles. I just want to say it's nice and warm and toasty in the house. I tend to stay there in this type of weather, so it's okay.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Excuse me. Well, and Vicki, tonight we have a special broadcast that we're doing tonight, and I want to bring on our guest first before we go into any discussion or anything that we're talking about. But first I want to bring on our special guest, who is also one of our dear supporters, and we just like to call her a sponsor because she supports and uplifts and encourages everything that we do. She is the lovely voice that you hear at the end of every broadcast each and every week, and we have not had a chance to speak with her in quite a while. So I thought, and Aunt Vicki thought, we should bring her up and get her on the line. So with us tonight is Crystal Lyons. Crystal, are you there?
I am. Thank you. It's good to be back with y'all.
Well, we haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. Isn't it wonderful to have her? Gosh, we missed you, Crystal.
No, I haven't. It's be good to see y'all again, actually.
Yeah, we missed you at the finals, and I know you were busy schedule and moving and doing all kinds of fun things, but you've stayed super, super busy, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but before we do that, I want to just talk with our audience a little bit. First, I want to say thank you to our sponsors. We have many great sponsors: Boyd Gaming, Tress Rio Silver, American Hats, Rodeo Spot Marketing, Challenger Champions Tour. We have just great support system behind us, and we couldn't do it each and every week without you, so we just want to say thank you so much. I also wanted to let Maria know, our producer, we thank her for radio. They broadcast our show each and every week. And Maria, I know that you have a lot going on, but you are going to join us on the show tonight as well. So be prepared to get your little self right on over here and visit with us. But I wanted to, you know, we are going to be talking about, of all things, because we are super excited, and that is the inauguration of our new president. So we are super excited about that. And Maria's got some fun things to share. And I know we're all us girls and women are all on the same page. So I'm excited to talk about that. But before we get into the show, I want to just acknowledge it's been an interesting week. And I would like to take a moment of silence for my Uncle Dale, passed away.
Absolutely.
Saturday.
Absolutely.
So, and Vicki, I'll let you talk about it because I'll get choked up.
Okay, honey.
Not that you won't either, but you might hold
know,
it together.
I know, honey. The rodeo world lost a very, very special man, Mr. Dale Smith. I mean, he is an icon in and out of the rodeo arena and what he has contributed throughout his life to the Western world is phenomenal. It will go down in history. Dale, we love you. Marty, our prayers to you. Dale was so blessed to have you, as I know you were him. And I also know that Becky's mom, Kathy, lived side by side with her sister, Marty, and helped her take care of Dale. And so you know what, Kathy, you are a blessing to Marty and to all of us. A moment of silence, please, and thank you.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for all those who just took a moment and bowed their head and wished all the family well, and we really appreciate that. And I really also want to extend a huge thank you to all the loving comments that have been posted about Uncle Dale. You know, I just think it's fitting that we took that moment of silence as we're going into the inauguration of our 45th President of the United States. Dale was president of the PRCA. He's a world champion many times over. And I can't say thank you enough for the heartfelt comments, because I know that that means a lot to my Aunt Connie and Dawn and all the family. So thank you very much. We will be posting soon. Well, yeah, I was just going to say we'll be posting soon. I know they're finishing up the arrangements for the funeral, and we'll be posting out where that will be soon. So,
yes, Becky, and thank you. And heaven's gained a great cowboy. So,
amen.
I know he's posting tonight. Amen to that.
Amen. Well, let's get on to talking about this great, great event taking place on, I guess, Friday is the 20th. Oh, my goodness. Ladies, how about that? Maria, you better hop back on the line with us.
It actually starts Thursday at 3:30 p.m. at Arlington National Cemetery, and that is where we're going to be witnessing our new president lay the wreath on the unknown soldier? Not, I'm saying it wrong, aren't I?
Yes.
And then we have, what is it?
The grave of the unknown soldier, yes.
Yes. And then there's a concert that is going to be happening after. However, we've been invited to the Heroes Ball for our military families. And so we've decided to go to that instead. And wow, Becky, it's very surreal. And then it all starts on Friday morning.
Wow. Maria, this is Vicki, and for our listeners that do not know this, you are in D.C. already, isn't that correct?
Actually, no. I'm leaving on a red eye Wednesday night. I arrive at 12:30 on Thursday and go straight to, but my stepbrother is there, and things are really very exciting right now. So I'm excited. I feel very much like Cinderella at the ball.
Tell us about that, Maria. Share with our listeners how it came to pass that you received the invitation to travel to D.C. and attend the inauguration.
Wow. You know, it's all completely God's grace. Wow, take a deep breath. It all started 11 years ago. And as Becky knows, because we've been walking this path of really being obedient and focused, you guys know that my heart and soul is about law enforcement families. And that is when I birthed four right then. And I was really focused on the law enforcement officer involved domestic violence. Anyway, back in 2006, I went in with the vice president of LA Fitness to get him some clothes, all things. And we found out that Mr. Trump was going to be at Macy's at South Coast Plaza. So my daughter was very much into golf. As you know, my family is a golfing family. Mr. Trump had just opened up his golf course in LA. And so we decided to go see him. When I told him what I did, he stopped me from speaking, and he pointed to the man to his right and said, former NYPD, talk to him. And so I went, and I started speaking to his head of security, which is a man by the name of Keith Schiller. And we talked, and he was so overwhelmed that somebody was paying attention to law enforcement officers' families that he gave me Mr. Trump's business card with his personal telephone number on the back. And when I went looking back to my daughter, who was having this major conversation with Mr. Trump, who invited us to go play golf on his golf course because he told my daughter the only place she was going to find a good man was on a golf course. Well, that's what my father always says. So I started to laugh. We never did take advantage of that golf trip because I knew there was going to be something. God just told me, don't do it. Just keep it. Well, back last year in May of 2006, because of the Marissa Kinson collections, we were invited to be the we were invited to be 100 Women for Trump, Women in Business for Trump, who came together to meet with him before his rally in Anaheim, California, where Disneyland is. And it was chaotic because, you know, Trump can be a little chaotic. He's very entrepreneurial that way. And I had brought my business card and I called it. And sure enough, if a gentleman answered the phone and I said, Keith, and he said, yes. And I said, wow. I said, this is Maria DiGiovanni, Keith. I speak on law enforcement officer involved domestic violence. He goes, wow, how are you? How's your daughter? And I went, wow. Well, she's here with me. He goes, are you in the room with the 100 women? And I said, yes. And so starts the invitation and how I got to go and be invited to the ball and all. And it's all because of being obedient. And it's amazing what God's calling on your life. Those doors will open up if you just follow his lead.
Wow.
Well, and you know, it's an amazing, journey, and I think it's an important inauguration. I think it's an important. It's going to be an amazing day. And you know, it's funny. She said, and Maria said, you know, God told her to just stay focused on what she's supposed to do. And Aunt Vicki, you came across this awesome article that said, you focus on the good, women who voted for Trump in their own words. And it just seems surreal in the conversation that we are having and the things that Crystal talks about. I mean, it's just, it's so full circle about the focus, and the focus is supposed to be on the good. And that, you know, we as women, there's a bunch of women that voted for Trump and we're excited about it. And that's a great thing. The great thing about our voice and the Electoral College is it all kind of pans out in the end. And I think it's a pretty phenomenal article. What do you guys think?
Well, you know what, Becky? I love that article because it touched upon women, and there were 53% that ended up voting for Trump. And these are, you know, right down the line from service food workers to small business owners to mothers. I mean, it was amazing. And Crystal, you know, that's, I know you're on the road all the time and you run into this. Please share with us, Crystal, what's going on out there in your world and what is it that you see transforming at this moment in history?
tough question. Yeah, it is. Okay, let me clarify. I think it's not what I see out in the world, because you know, there's a scripture that says that men's heart will fail with them looking at what is coming on the earth. If I find myself looking at the world, I'm going to lose courage. But when I rise above that and say, okay, God, what
what is it that you're doing right now? And just like she just got done sharing, when you get in, when you get on the right path with where God would have you to be, you have a whole different outlook, and you begin to see the hope on the horizon because God is doing something. And yes, He is doing something. It's a wonderful thing that God is doing. He's waking up America. He's waking up the church. I'm not amazed that women, so many women voted for Trump. I'm amazed that anybody wouldn't want to if you're going to claim anything of a patriotism towards the country and a moral right. When they brought up the deal that Trump had said like 11 years before. Well, how many of us would hate to have something recorded that we said 10, 20, 11 years ago, 20 years ago, or whatever, when you know, that's ridiculous. The thing is when it comes about women and Trump, I mean, that was something that he was or whatever, and he's changed. Well, you know what? I mean, actually, I do have something to in the form of what Vicki just asked me.
Well, and you know, Crystal, let me clarify that. When I asked you that, you know, I directed it towards exactly what you're seeing, because you know what God is doing out there in lives, and you see what's being transformed. And when I literally said, in a sense, what do you see happening out there in the world, that's what I meant, was through your eyes and through God's eyes of what is happening.
Right. And you know, I have a really good friend. He rode Saddle Bronx and Bulls back in the 80s and 90s, and he pastors a church in Ohio now. His father started the church, and his mom and dad pastored it for years, and his dad passed on a few years back. Anyway, he's connected with like Paula White. He's a friend of Paula White's. He sold her some horses and stuff. And when I was out there, Paula White is a very, very good friend of I'm afraid I'm going to say your name wrong, so Mrs. Trump, Melania. Yes, they're very good friends. And Trump has given Paula White her an apartment in Trump Towers and pays for it and keeps it up, because Paula comes regularly, and her and Melania have Bible studies and have had them for years. And Melania is, I believe, she's a spirit-filled believer, but she's just a beautiful woman with a prophetic anointing on her. And anyway, Trump has evidently come around to the Lord. He's a brand new believer. But before I accent on that, I do want to say that we as believers, so many times we really miss the whole ball when we're getting ready for election, and we go, "Oh, I want to vote for a Christian. I want to." Well, yeah, if he's a believer, that's just all the better. But I always like to go back to history, like in World War II, Neville Chamberlain was the Prime Minister of England, and he was a very godly man. He was a Christian, a very godly man, and he moved on this appeasement thing with Germany and disagreement, and it was horrendous. It was horrendous, and it let Hitler just build himself up more and all that. Well, we know history, but you know, Winston Churchill, he was a cigar smoking, drinking, pretty rough talking guy, but he was the one that was anointed to rescue England. Chamberlain was a wonderful believer, but he wasn't the one anointed to be the leader of the country at that time. Winston Churchill was. And
wow.
We got to the fact that God may call an unbeliever to lead a nation and save a nation and rescue a nation. And so when women want to turn against Trump because of some foul things he said, you know, the presidency isn't about womanhood. The presidency is about rescuing a nation, and we got to get off our little petty stuff. Well, I don't like what Trump said about women, so I'm not going to vote for him. So then you just, in other words, your emotions are more value to you. You're high in it, holding it at a higher
standard than the freedom of our nation. And that is what tears a nation down. And, you know, that happened to Newt Gingrich a few years ago. He is an anointed leader. I mean, an awesome, a brilliant man. And they went back and found out, you know, that he's not loyal to his wife and this and that, and they destroyed him before he could even run for the presidency, as if that would cause him to not be a good president. He would have made a great president. But he's got moral issues. You know, David was an incredible leader that rescued Israel, but he had some moral issues. Hello, when are we going to wake up? You know, Trump is anointed of God for this hour and this day. No, I had to go to God for it. I'll go ahead and listen to you.
Well, and you know, it's Crystal, it's an amazing thing to me. It's funny because I can honestly say when Obama was getting ready to run for a second term and they were trying to determine who was going to run on the other ticket, I knew that that's when Trump had kind of been bouncing around and he had some websites up and should he run for president, should he not? And boy, I wanted him to run back then. And you know, I had my reasons. It was more of a business purpose working in the mortgage industry and the mortgage meltdown happening at that time. And what I was seeing, I thought, oh, somebody who has some business sense, you know, could come in and could fix things. And, you know, I think I pray, it is really my prayer and my heart for this country and us as citizens that we could finally just, you know, and I don't want to point fingers. You know, people have their beliefs and for whatever reasons that they have their beliefs, Democrat or Republic alone. And I guess I asked the Lord, you know, what do we got to do to bridge that gap between the two? Why does it have to be such two strong ideologies? So I pray somehow, some way that God can use Trump to just mend the hearts, because we are just, because of the division that has been caused, that, you know, we aren't, you know, we didn't get the choice that we wanted to personally. You know, I don't say I'm Republican. I don't say I'm Democrat. I just vote for the one that I feel is going to be the best suited for the job. And who has this somewhat of the moral convictions that I do that will be, you know, best for this country and for my kids. And I just don't, you know, I think there's a difference between being a gracious loser and a sore loser. And I just pray when it comes to an election, I just pray that Trump shows himself true and that you see that he's not the racist that they're calling him to be. He's not the womanizer they called him to be, at least not anymore. A baby Christian has so much renewing of the mind to do and so much to grow. And thank God he's got the people surrounded around him that will encourage him and lift him up. But I'm excited to go too far this of his administration and the core people he's getting around him. Oh, my God.
Oh, amen. Yeah. It's amen awesome. To that, Becky. I mean, being a small business owner, oh, my gosh. But even more important than just being a small business owner, being a woman, that is being a mom, that's being a grandmother, that is being someone who loves God and wanting to see our country take back those convictions that made us great. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited. And if you'll notice, just because they're saying he's a racist, we can't believe, dear Lord, we can't believe very much on the news at all. I'm guessing 75-80% is lies. You can't believe it anymore. You have to go back and study out for yourself. He has always been a friend of all different kinds of cultures, blacks and Hispanics and everything else. They're bringing up, have you ever noticed how that if someone is cheating in a marriage, the one who's cheating is the one who accuses the one who's not cheating of cheating? I mean, maybe y'all don't.
Yeah, I hear you.
I've been single for a long time, and the guilty one who's cheating will always come out and say the other one is cheating. Well, you know, this has been the most, we have went through two terms of the most divisive administration that has set blacks against whites and everything else. And then they're the ones that's calling him racist. And if all you got to do is look in the past history, he's worked with all kinds of cultures and races. He's never been a racist. Now, a womanizer, yeah, he has been that, but not a racist. But, you know, when the preliminaries was coming up and everything, I didn't even think I just, to me, you know, being a Texan and knowing that Cruz was a good constitutional lawyer and all of that, and his beliefs were very patriotic and very biblically, you know, grounded, he was my choice. And I didn't think Trump
would
fall chance in July. And didn't even consider it. I mean, I did not even considering. And then when it was obvious that Cruz was circling the drain really fast, And I was hearing so many prophetic words from people that I knew were trusting. You know, there's everybody's got a word out there, but I had been hearing some things from some very reputable people that very, very, very seldom, if ever, got it wrong when they came out like that. And so I went, and they were all talking about Trump, that God is calling. So I went to the Lord about it myself, and I said, what is this about? And the Lord actually just spoke to me about it, and he said, Trump is my choice. Trump is basically the hammer I'm going to use to turn this nation back around. Actually, what he spoke to me was, he said he's a plow. He's going to plow up some deep-rooted evil that's been rooted in this country for a long time.
I got to tell you, that gives me goosebumps thinking about that because, you know, I don't know. I know you guys were Cruz supporters, but there was something, you know, like I said, I wanted him way back when. And even Gray was like a Cruz. And I said, you know what? There's just something. I can't put my finger on it. It's more of something in my gut. I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to stick with Trump. Actually, Trump and Ben Carson. So I was really excited when Ben Carson came back because I just think that I think he's just a steady Eddie. So, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that he's going to, Trump and his team are going to bring back some type of unity within our country, some dignity and respect. I think our country is lacking the respect that it's had in the past. I think eventually the waters will calm down and they'll recede. And hopefully some of this rioting and division will end and they will see the hope that we see. Cause I think it can't be anything but good. And you know what? I hope the 4 years garners 8.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, Maria, we're so excited. I mean, you're going to be totally part of history.
I'm not just excited, Maria. I just got to admit, I'm jealous. Okay, go back. Go ahead.
I didn't want to say it, but since you did, I'm with Crystal. I'm just darn jealous, Maria.
Well, I heard you stand for about 6 hours, you know, waiting for him to swear in. So that should be fun. You know, I hope the weather's okay.
That's
well,
awesome.
Lots of Facebook Live. If they let you have, do they let you bring your phones in?
That I don't know. We'll find out all that information at the prayer breakfast because, you know, we're speaking about this. And Crystal, I believe everything that you are saying because just the Lord, and I just knew it too, that the Lord just said, plow is a good word. You're absolutely right. But we, at 6 o'clock in the morning on January 20th, there will be a whole bunch of Christians coming together for a prayer breakfast where he will be coming in so we can pray over him. So that is really something I'm looking forward to more than really the swearing in part, is having that intimate time with him, with the Lord.
That's
wow.
Awesome. He's been very humble to receive prayer and to receive instruction from he wants the prophetic and the anointed people of God that hear from God. He wants their voices in his life, and that's awesome, and that's very humbling.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are, and that quickly, without even a commercial break, we're up. It's been a half hour already. Can you believe it, ladies? And, you know, Crystal, we close every night with Cowgirl Logic, but do you have any you want to just give us, or do you want us to play your Cowgirl Logic for you?
You've got 15 minutes, Becky.
What?
You've got 15 minutes. We can cut that out, too. I can edit this. But you've got 15 minutes, so I don't know what you're doing with your time.
Yeah, I've only got 15.
Oh, my mistake. Never mind. My mistake. I added time.
I'm going to lose my mind. I'm looking at the clock. I'm going, okay, am I in a time?
Like,
am I in a
I'm
time
like, Maria, what clock are you on?
Okay, I can cut all this out. So 5, 4, 3, 2, you're out of time. Go.
We are out of time. It is 6:30, and I'm telling you, when girls get on the phone and we start talking about things that we're passionate about, we can chit-chat away all night, but we want to keep it to our time that we've allotted, and we want to say thank you to Crystal for joining us tonight. Make sure you check all her happenings at, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Crystal. Where do we find out more about what you're up to?
Well, you can find me at crystallions.org. Or, you know, just to see some of the Cowgirl Logic that is on video, you can go to YouTube and Crystal Lyons Cowgirl Logic on YouTube.
Well, there you have it. I'm going to give it to Aunt Vicki. I'm going to say goodnight, and I'm going to say we'll see you next week. Next week we have Ryan and Lacey Gray on joining us, so be sure you tune in then and make sure that you post this out and share it, because you know what? It is Inauguration Friday, and I can't wait. Aunt Vicki?
Thank you, Becky. Crystal, what a pleasure it is to be able to hear your sweet voice and catch up with you. You're such an intricate part of She's Gone Country, and we appreciate you so much. Maria, thank you, and we're so excited about your trip to D.C. We're excited for America. We're excited for the heart of America once again. Crystal, good night, and we're going to close it out with you, Crystal, and a little cowgirl logic.
Lines here, and we used to have a little Boston bulldog that if buzzards were circling overhead, he would chase their shadows. Well, this would go on for hours, and even though it was totally funny, I would have to finally go outside and catch the little mutt and bring him in to keep him from killing himself. Well, I started thinking about it, and it started dawning on me that, you know what, I've done the same thing Bullet does. I've gone off chasing shadows of my own. Memories. Memories that are full of pain and regrets, shadows of things I've done wrong and wish to God I could undo them, but I can't. Hurtful memories of being rejected or betrayed. I used to find myself playing those old tapes, I call them, in my head over and over, especially the ones, you know, where I was the victim. There's no life in it, only death. Kind of like those buzzards, ain't it, feeding off of dead things. How many circles do we need to make before we realize this is taking us nowhere? We can't go forward while we drag along the dead things of our past. Well, first we gotta choose to forgive whoever is involved, and sometimes that's even ourselves. And every time a memory of an event flashes through our mind, change channels and say out loud if you need to, I have forgiven them and I release it under the blood of Jesus. Then on purpose, start thinking about something else. And when first making efforts to do this, it's really hard and the bad memories return often. But if you'll stay persistent, it gets easier and easier and the thoughts come less and less and each time with less pain. Let me tell you, it's well worth the effort. There's freedom in being healed. Quit chasing shadows of dead things. It's cute when a dog does it, but it ain't too funny when it's us. I'm Crystal Lyons and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
ForRadio.com.